get into what's newsy, what's new, what's new. Hey, Pasa. Hey, Pasa, that's what's happening, right? Is that what that is?
Hey, Pasa.
Hey, Pasa, what is that?
What is that? What is that? What is that? Who is that woman? Roberta Fasinelli is here. Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. 7 after the hour. It's Friday, the 28th of February. International Falls, Minnesota set a new record. 36 degrees below zero.
Oh, that's not the wind chill. That's just the temperature,
36
right?
degrees below zero.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
The old record was 30 below zero in 1962.
Ooh-hoo.
Let's hear for global warming. You know what people don't really understand? The term global warming just means it's affecting the realities of the temperature, the weather conditions. It doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be warmer or cold. It's just they're going to be different. That's really what the essence of those who claim global warming is taking control. I've said many times, I believe it's a combination of things, not just one thing. The Earth challenges all of these beliefs that have been held because that's just the way Mother Nature is. Not predictable. Although if you look back at the, as much as you can figure out by digging into the core of the crust of the planet, that's how they find out what the weather has been like over the millennia, over the billions of years the planet's been in existence. Lots of things change. There have been any number of ice ages, even in the last million years, never mind billion years. We can't even conceive of billions of years. I was talking to a friend of mine last night about the understanding that we have, or try to have, and my daughter and I actually were having this conversation yesterday, too, that the essence of trying to understand how the body works. We were talking about how babies get cooking in a mother and the amazing cellular structure that takes place. It is just something about the way that we live and the way that we don't pay attention to what goes on in this wonderful thing we call our body, or what's going on around us, this wonderful thing called the environment. What's going on in our soul. It's just it's kind of amazing, really, when you get right down to it. I'm very happy, however, to have the opportunity to bring these things to your attention, as hard as they may be to understand. In a moment, I'm going to bring you a philosophy from a fellow who's not hard to understand. Somebody I don't know well, but I respect as a broadcaster. Robert, I don't know if you know Joe Crummy or not. Do you know Joe?
I know his name. I've never met him personally.
Yeah. Kenny, what do you know about Joe Crummy?
I just know of him. I've heard him on the radio.
He's very good on the radio. I hope he has his guitar, actually. I don't know if he has his guitar with him or not. He is from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and is a guy who, for lots of reasons, has attracted a lot of attention. He's not exactly conventional, put it that way. He's got a book called Planking on Headstones, Your Future Outside of Time.
Okay.
So we'll see how we can synthesize complex issues into simple items of interest and importance next here on Good Day.
How to get an amazing deal on a great used car. Start with the most durable, longest-lasting brand in its class. Have it thoroughly inspected by a trained technician and reconditioned to meet Honda certified standards. And you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Polk U.S. Vehicles and Operation Registration Statistics 1988 through 2012 for Honda and competing brands.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Okay, you ready? I'm gonna let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Questions aren't always easy. They can be about tricky things like love or spelling. Those kinds of questions can mess you up. Look what they've done to the question mark. It's all twisted and weird like an exclamation point on the worst day of its life. Questions can be hard, but tax questions don't have to be. Because TurboTax has turned hard tax questions into simple questions about your year. Like, did you get married? Did you move? Did you get a new job? You know the answers to questions like that, so you can do your own taxes. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
March is finally here, and you know what that means. It's the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth at Guitar Center's Green Tag event. Look for the green tags and get your new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. That's not a big deal. It's a huge deal. Like a Rogue acoustic guitar for only $39, or D'Addario guitar strings, 3 sets for $10. Seriously, spot the green tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of green tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
13 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta and Kenny and I have Joe Crummy, a broadcaster of note. It is a crime, in fact, that Crummy is not on a radio station because he has a very interesting way of looking at life, and we may be able to delve into that in the next couple of minutes. His book is called Planking on Headstones. I don't claim to know you, although whenever we have met, I've always said what I'm saying now, that I think you're an excellent broadcaster. I think you're very engaging. You obviously have a mind that has a few faults to it, according to some anyway. Planking on headstones. Where the heck did you come up with that?
Planking on headstones. Hi.
Hi.
Because I am no longer intimidated by death. A headstone to me is just like anything else that you would plank on. The point is that don't be afraid of death, because through writing and research and taking a year or two off from being on the air, I've come to understand that we all have a future. It's outside of time. All moments, if I could just cut right to the chase. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All moments in the universe, from the very beginning in the Big Bang up until now, what you ate for lunch yesterday and all that, all the moments in the universe all exist simultaneously. The past, the present, and the future are all permanent, every single moment. And that's why I no longer fear death. You are permanent. We just don't realize it. It's unconventional.
So at one point you had a brain tumor in the 1990s.
Oh yeah.
And so yeah. I didn't ever listen to, I don't remember listening to you or hearing you before that period
right.
of time.
That's right.
And so is this an extrapolation of Tolle's theory of the power that he explains in the book, The Power of Now?
Well, you know, I haven't read it, so I don't know. It very well may be. Mm-hmm. What I learned when I had the brain tumor thing back in the 90s was that, you know, I grew up like everybody else. You know, you think you hope you're kind of special, and you're hoping that, I always thought they'll have a cure for death by the time I get to be, you know, 50 years old. I won't have to worry about that. It's not really true. They don't have a cure. And I started to think about it, and I realized I wasn't special. I could be out of here just like everybody else, and it made me kind of dig a little deeper into reality.
See, but I think you are special. I think we all have a special thing about us, whether it's our nuclear construction, whether it's our way of looking at things and the connection. But what I really want to dig into, frankly, is what you said a few minutes ago about being present in the past and the future.
Correct.
That's what I'm hearing you say. We're always existing, which is something
right.
I try to understand now, because I believe in reincarnation. Maybe that's a simplistic way of embracing the same thing you're talking about. Is it, do you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, it might be. All events are permanent. And that is the thing that I realized. I studied Einstein and the great thinkers. You know, I was kind of curious about the physical world, like you were just a couple of minutes ago talking about planet Earth and all of that. And I realized that when I began to understand what, say, Albert Einstein was talking about, like 100 years ago, of relativity, that time and space are relative, he's talking about. And if you think about what that means, it means that all events from the Big Bang itself, every single event that takes place, is permanent and unchanging. It is only our experience of each moment that changes, but on a higher level of reality. The whole universe is one thing all at once. It would be rather confusing to drink it all in at once, but that's what happens if you're really smart and very aware. You would experience the whole thing at once, which means every moment is permanent. So the past isn't really gone. We think it's gone, but it's just as real as it was when it happened. And the future already exists. It's already done.
Second, yeah. All right, so let me just do a rewind here with you for a minute.
Sure.
As a broadcaster, and I've made no bones about the fact that I've always thought you were a great broadcaster. I always found you very engaging whenever I listened to you. I wondered, because you were in Phoenix for a number of years.
Yes.
And I wonder, if you were on the air in Phoenix right now, I'm taking you away from the book, taking away from everything. I just want people to hear you as a broadcaster, as a talk host. How would you be dealing with the events that culminated in the governor not signing the bill, which would have allowed shop owners, if they didn't want to serve somebody who was gay, to serve? How would you have handled that if you were on the air in Phoenix this week?
I think that's what. Is that SB 1062? I think that's what that bill
yes.
is. Yeah,
yeah,
I was looking
yeah.
at it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, people say it's been misunderstood, that it was really about religious freedom. I don't think it's a major problem. I agree with the governor. I think she was right. I think her point was, I don't see this as a big issue. I think that's what the governor said. Look, I'm going to veto this bill because I don't think we have a pressing need for it. That's what she said. And I think she's probably right about that. I think it is needlessly divisive. I have, personally, I have no problem, and I would be very vocal about this on the air. I have no problem with gay people and none of that stuff. I know you don't either, because I've been listening to your show. I have no problem with that, and I can see why the governor vetoed it. I don't think it's a pressing issue at all. There might be a very small minority of people that have a problem with it, but I don't think we need to legislate that under the guise of religious freedom. I don't think it's necessary. I think the governor did the right thing.
All right. The other thing that I always found intriguing about you is you had a guitar in the studio with you all the time, and every once in a while you'd use it, right?
Yes.
How would you?
Where is it? As a matter of fact, hold on for a second.
The reason that I'm extolling the value and virtue of you is because there are very few good people left conversing with people on the air in our country, and I think it's a damn shame that you're not on the air someplace for whatever the reason.
Hang on.
Oh.
No, here it is. You know, it's close by. It's always close by. I've got two or three guitars in my studio with me this morning. I always do that. But I wanted to take a year or two off after leaving. I was working in New York at WABC. Yeah. I wanted to write this book, and I knew I wouldn't do it if I was on the air.
Right.
And it took me a long time. You know, it's contemplation. You know, it's one thing to think about space and time and future exists and all that. It's another thing to really kind of live it and think
but
about it.
But nobody talks about that stuff. We're always so busy talking about the foolishness, like the Arizona thing this week, or whether Hillary is going to win because she's too old, or because Christie plugged up the bridge and all that nonsense. It doesn't mean anything to anybody unless you're a dumbass. I find you to be fascinating. As a matter of fact, I want you to hold on, if you will. We have Joe Crummy with us. His book is called Planking on Headstones, Your Future Outside of Time. I want to talk about some of his principles in life with him in a few moments.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items. Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and get a free King James Bible with every purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's now 23 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Broadcaster Joe Crummy, now author Joe Crummy, is here. The book Planking on Headstones, Your Future Outside of Time, overviewing what he's learned since his brush with mortality, immortality, however you want to stretch it. I think that there is a spiritual awakening going on in the world, but it's an interesting thing, Joe, because there is such what we used to refer to as diversity. There's polarization now, and it's the people who think they're right have no interest in listening to somebody who has a different point of view. And you can find that in almost any league. You want to belong to a religious group, or you want to belong to a gun club, or you want to belong to, I mean, pick an issue. And instead of there being conversation about it, it's diluted down into you're right and I'm wrong, and I don't want to listen to you tell me why I'm wrong and you're right.
Basically,
that's what's going on.
Right. It's called groupism or whatever. We take comfort in being in a group. And, you know, I'm over here and people of like mind are with me. And you're over there and people of like mind are with you. And I think it's been going on for a long time. And I think I also, you know, what you said about spirituality and taking time to think of a little bit about that, because we're always thinking about, either being in a group or paying your Visa bill or going on with life, etc. You're right. I mean, we're usually too busy to think about this kind of stuff until all of a sudden something happens. I see it all the time, Doug. You know, people who lose a mom or a dad or someone they love, when you see that on Facebook and you see how crushed people are. I lost both my mom and dad within the last 2 years. And to see what happens when we live a life unexamined, the way you're talking about, more interested in the fighting about the day-to-day issues. And what happens is at the end of the line, it all gets dumped on your plate and then you have to deal with it. And it's very difficult for people. And I had to watch my dad go through it and my mom, to a certain extent, go through the same thing, too. And I didn't want that for me. I don't want it for you or your kids or anybody else, and even my own son. And that's why I wrote the book, Planking on Headstones. I wanted to take some time out, as you were talking about, from the groupism, from the, hey, I'm over here, you're over there, I believe this, you don't believe that, you know, the heck with you and all that. I wanted to take some time away from that and think about the big issues, because you're going to deal with them sooner or later, and I'd rather be ready when they come up.
What's the Fonzie principle?
The Fonzie principle. Wow. Okay, you're going deep into the book now. The Fonzie principle is about the nature of God itself, that it would be that God is perfect. Right? Most people think God is perfect. I don't know. I think we all think God would be this perfect guy, right? He would be perfect.
Well, I think that the whatever it is, however you refer to ultimate intelligence, universe, whatever the word is that you use, there's a power far greater than we are.
Exactly.
And that's exemplified by, even though you think the Big Bang is evil, I don't necessarily even know that the Big Bang, people say the Big Bang, that's how it got started. I don't even begin to understand. There's no end. There's no beginning to the universe. How do you understand that stuff?
Well, the first thing you have to do is, again, think outside of time, that all events are always happening all the time at once. It is only our experience of them, which is one after another.
They've got a headache thinking about it.
Well, you know what? That's where the contemplation comes in, right? It's easy for me to talk about it because I've been thinking about it for a couple of years now. And I'll tell you, I'll say something shocking. The more you think about it, the more we think about that. If you want to start to think like God, I know it sounds a little grandiose, the first thing you have to do is stop thinking about time and accept it all at once. Everything is happening at once. That's how he thinks about it. And if you want to start to think like God, start thinking like that, because that's how he thinks.
Well, see, I think that that's the way she's thinking about it.
Well, see, we don't have to get into a group over that, Doug. I'm not going to be in the group. He's a guy. No, she's a girl. I think God is kind of beyond that, but that's exactly right. Everything happening at once always was. Does this sound familiar? Always was, is, and always will.
What is the expression, as it was in the beginning,
is
now and ever shall be, world without end, amen. How many times do we hear that in church?
Right, but what's fascinating about it, they're not kidding. And the thing about our theology that just amazes me is how right it is so often. It's just that it's a little deeper than most of us realize. And that's what's...
to say to people, if you do the right thing, you go to heaven, you'll be all set for eternity. If you do the wrong thing, you're going over here. That's how people's minds get controlled, and it's controlled by people who are pedophiles and who are murderers and rapists
I don't let the earthly church distract me from the ultimate spirituality of the universe and God.
Right. The church is just another political party. You got the Republicans, the Democrats, Catholics, Protestants, Jews, and all of them are fighting amongst each other. Back to the gang, to the group mentality you were talking about before. Okay, Muslims believe in Allah. We're going to kill all of you that don't believe in him.
Right.
That kind of stuff.
That's their interpretation of it. But, you know, the interesting thing about it, if you study our theology, that when we, I'm Christian, so many of us are Christians. When we think about God the Father, he's the same guy as Allah, whether people realize.
Right.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Right.
Same guy. Right.
And
it's amazing to me. Well, there's that groupism you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's amazing because most of us, a lot of us think that Islam is some weird religion, you know, with some weird wacky stuff. I got news for you. If you study it, you see that it's got a lot of the same biblical characters.
It's based on the Judeo-Christian tradition. Joe Crummy, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Planking on Headstones, Your Future Outside of Time. You get my drift about how he thinks and why I like listening to him think or explain his thoughts.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Day to you. Catch the podcast of the Doug Steffen Good Day program at podcast1.com. Do you think, Richie, that people understand what a podcast is, or is it different things to different people? You think that it's some people might think it's a special portion of the program. Other people might think that it's a synthesis. In this case, at podcast one, at podcast
we cut out all the fat for you.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Depending on how you define fat. Speaking of fat, a fat lizard making news in Florida, Tampa Bay area, fertile ground for exotic lizard life. Oh, Roberta's going to like this. More than 100 tegu lizards, T-E-G-U, tegu lizards, spotted in Hillsborough County, according to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission. Area is considered home to one of three tegu breeding populations in the entire state. Man, this sounds important.
Ooh.
Woof! Wildlife officials spotted 100 of them. They are native to Brazil, Paraguay, they're South America. You see
so
them down
it's not
in
Colombia. Native to Florida, so that's a big problem because they have no predators.
Are they? Would you consider these animals? Is a lizard an animal?
Of course, yeah. They're
an animal. Really? See,
apparently,
I think
they
animals
eat everything in sight.
Yeah, right. There are really some pretty ugly things wandering around in Florida.
Apparently, they can bite your fingers right off.
Oh, swell! Have you?
Yeah, what's been happening is people buy these when they're little bitty lizards, and then they don't want them anymore, so they just let them go.
Right, and then they become big lizards. Ugly.
Yes.
Right.
But they spotted like 100 of them in Hillsborough County, which is a very, very, very wealthy area of South Florida.
And I mean, so what, they're not allowed there because they're wealthy? Not supposed to, don't they? Is there a sign that says lizards not allowed in wealthy areas of Hillsborough County? That's how they keep
Well, probably. I mean, that's why it's getting so much attention, because people are going wacky there and going, okay, get rid of these guys. Right. And, you know, they have the money to do it.
Shoot them.
And they reproduce like rabbits. They reproduce like rabbits, and they eat everything.
Really?
Little animals, plants, everything.
Really?
They lay between 25 and 50 eggs at a time.
What do they look like? Do I even want to know?
And they eat everything from plants to other animals with bones and shells, amphibians, birds. Oh,
so
boy.
What do we do to get rid of them?
Excellent
question. They capture them. Apparently, they have traps with raw chicken eggs.
Why? Why capture? Why not just kill them?
And then they euthanize them. Well, no, they capture them and then they kill them.
Why capture them? Why not just shoot them?
Ever try to shoot a moving lizard?
That's
a great title of a book.
I have never tried to shoot a moving lizard. No, I've never tried to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll contemplate that and see. Could you get him with a .22? You need a shotgun. How do you get rid of him? 888-302-3684, making light of something that actually could be a real problem, in fact. Speaking of problems, your friends and mine at the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, the federal government proposing changes to the nutrition labels you see on packaged foods and on beverages as well. This is big stuff, folks. These guys are dealing with something that has only been on the mind of the American people for 30 years. Let's get to it now, though. If this dramatic change in rules is approved, the new labels would place a bigger emphasis on calories, sugars, and certain nutrients like vitamin D and potassium. The FDA is proposing changes to serve the public, so they say. Anyway, this is in your best interest, folks. Size matters to the FDA as well. They want the serving sizes to reflect what you actually eat or drink. For example, Richie, if you buy a 20-ounce soda, you're probably not going to stop drinking at the 8-ounce mark. The new rules would require that the entire soda bottle be one serving size. So this could be good.
That makes sense.
See, well, here's what this is. Why this is my cynical mind at work. You ready? Cynicism abounds when it comes to this. If you have seen the news this week about what's that favorite, the Greek yogurt, Chobakli or Chobotli?
Chobani.
Okay. Yeah.
So how many people know they're charging the same amount for less yogurt? Do you know that that was the case? Chobani has become very popular, and so they didn't want to increase the price. So what they've done,
sure, everybody,
because already it's very expensive.
Cereals.
Yeah. So they have less now. They have the container contains less yogurt than it did a year ago. Same price, just less yogurt. So it is now truly, what's that expression? Less filling. What's that? That was a beer commercial, wasn't
less
it?
Less filling tastes great.
Tastes great.
Miller Lite.
Less filling. Right. Okay. All right. So anyway, what this does is allow the companies that are in cahoots with the Food and Drug Administration, the big beverage companies, for example, to make you feel like they're serving you. We're going to provide you with a better quality of life by serving less. We're going to make bottles that are smaller, so we put less of our bad product in it. So therefore, in the long run, you'll drink less and you'll be healthier. And we're going to still charge you the same amount per bottle as we were before. We're just not going to put as big a bottle out, and we're not going to put as much in it. We'll still charge you as much. How many people think there's any value to my thinking on this?
Oh, they love it.
Who's they?
The food corporations.
Yeah, of course they
are. Yeah.
Right. So the nutrition labels, this is the biggest fraud. Remember last year, 2 years ago, there were four or five states, including California, that tried to get on the ballot. I think Washington State was another one. Tried to get food labeling required on all the food that's sold as to where it came from, what's in it, that sort of thing. Monsanto, love them, spent millions, tens of millions of dollars to fight these propositions, and they won because they lied. Gee, what a surprise. And I don't use that word very often because I don't like that word. They did not tell the truth. Their advertising was erroneous, false. Gave you the idea the farmers didn't like the idea of labeling the food they grow because it's time-consuming, a lot of effort, and you really don't need to know. Really? You don't need to know where your food comes from. I don't even begin to understand who would put someone in their put something in their mouth. Who? What person wants to put something in their mouth without knowing what it really is or where it comes from? You want to do that, Roberta?
I have been eating unknown things for years.
Oh, well, so you're not the person to ask.
No, I'm not the person to ask.
Richie,
because I grew
children.
Up in a chef family, and I was taught you eat what's put in front of you, and you don't ask questions.
Richie,
yeah.
What about your feeding your children? Do you want to know what you're feeding your children?
We try, yes.
Okay, how do you find out?
You just try to be educated about what's.
But do you have the ability?
Is.
Do you? Can you look at the food you're buying and tell where it's from?
You know, you used to think that Subway was a healthy alternative for fast food until you found out they were putting plastic in their bread.
Well, we were talking about that earlier.
Which it turns out everybody does.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Right. And that doesn't mean it's right. It just means that they win and you lose.
For the elasticity of the bread.
Right.
It's cheaper than gluten.
Yeah. Why do they just put rubber bands in it? Right?
They basically are.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you see what I'm talking about here,
so
folks?
You try, but you're never really sure.
But why? Why can't you be sure? Why isn't there some way? I don't want, you know, the GMO thing. Don't you want to know whether what's in the food? Do you even know? How many people even know what GMO means, even though there's a lot of conversation about it? I'm betting half the population doesn't even know what that means, what GMO foods are. Genetically modified. That means, all right, so people didn't say,
altered so that they can't grow their own seeds.
Right, but they're also altered so there's a different molecular structure to them.
Right, well, they're not all altered so that they can have a different molecular structure. They're altered so they will not generate their own seeds, or they will be able to fight off insects, or they will be able to fight off weeds. And then that changes the molecular structure, which makes it not the food you think you're eating.
All right, other food news.
But also, going back to seeds, most of the seeds that you buy in the stores commercially, most of the plants cannot generate their own seeds.
Yeah,
did you know that?
My farm, because I don't buy that stuff.
But a lot of the seeds that you buy in the store that can only grow once, you will not get seeds from them, because they want to keep selling you seeds.
Right. Exactly. Want to control the food supply of the world. Mm-hmm. Poll yesterday at DougStephan.com. How often do you eat pizza? 35% of you who responded said once in a while. 22% of you said a couple of times a month. Let's see, 17% of you said a couple of times a week. 13% of you said I hardly ever have pizza. 9% said I can't remember the last time I had pizza. 4% said I'm eating a pizza right now. This is because it was learned this week that a fellow had for, 22 years or something, 24 years, had nothing to eat but pizza. Cheese pizza with... cheese, that was it, right? Cheese and tomato sauce, that was all he ate.
Right. Mm-hmm.
For 22 years. And he looked pretty good, actually. Here's the other item of interest at DougStephan.com today. There's a new donut shop that's not selling donuts. Donut shop chain, not selling donuts at one of its locations.
And it was selling what?
Donuts. Honeydew Donuts. Massachusetts-based company. The Quincy, Massachusetts Licensing Board approved a plan for Honeydew to open a shop inside the new $30 million YMCA in the city.
Hmm.
The spokesperson for the Y tells the local newspaper that the elimination of donuts fit with the Y's focus on physical fitness, tailored to the healthy lifestyle. The shop will sell coffee, low-fat muffins, sandwiches, yogurt, fruit cups, smoothies. All menu items must be approved by the Y, but they will not sell your donuts in the Honeydew Donut Shop in the Quincy YMCA. Where's the song, Richie? Come on. If you were a good producer,
Y-M-C-A.
That would be right, that would be coming instantly.
Y-M-C-A.
I got it for you.
Really? But by the time you get it, it'd be time for us to do some commercials.
Well, I haven't perfected reading your mind and know what's about to come.
No,
here.
Really? You've been but you've been telling me that you've been reading my mind for years. You know exactly where I'm going.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the
gratuitous music. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house?
This house.
This house?
Fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out of Boston. Responsibly.
Headaches, exhaustion, visual field defects, enlargement of the hands, feet, and head. These are just a few of the symptoms those living with acromegaly may experience. Acromegaly is a rare hormonal disorder caused by a non-cancerous tumor on the pituitary gland. The disease develops gradually, and individual symptoms can be mistaken for other more common medical conditions. So patients often go undiagnosed for years. In honor of Rare Disease Day on February 28th, Paula Van Nostrand shares her personal story.
I suspect it was when I was training for my first triathlon, when I began experiencing acromegaly symptoms. Yet it took 6 years to receive an accurate diagnosis because my symptoms were attributed to my intense workout schedule. I've learned a lot about acromegaly since being diagnosed, like the telltale signs and how important it is to continually monitor my hormone levels to ensure I am properly managing my disease. I now share my experiences because greater awareness may help others receive an accurate diagnosis faster.
Learn more about acromegaly by visiting acromegalyinfo.com. You can also show support for the rare disease community by spreading the word on Facebook and Twitter using hashtag RDD14. Charles Gilbert reporting.
Hi, baby. How is mommy's little... Oh, your breath.
Ooh, Max, your breath.
Love stinks.
Don't let that doggy breath come between you and your pooch. Try Nutrident Complete from Marabone, the natural dental chew that's clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. Nutrident's patented cleaning action fights buildup plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Made in the U.S., Nutrident scrubs your best friend's teeth while he chews, so you don't have to. Nutrident from Nylabone. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Choose delicious chicken, grain-free peanut butter, and puppy bacon varieties. Available at PetSmart, Petco, and neighborhood pet stores. To save money, visit Nylabone.com. That's Nylabone.com.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night, and I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
I think we could have a jingle. I'm the old radio guy who wants a jingle for everything. And maybe it seems like it's old-time radio stuff. I just love coming out of the commercials and going into something. Well, that's really what I was thinking about. Thanks, Richie, anyway. That may be good. Yeah, that might work. Ken Kessler is here monitoring our social media with updates for us. Roberta, I'm sure, will be thrilled to know some of the things that some of our friends are sharing with us. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show, all over the place today, right? Are they talking about you? I don't think they're talking about you. Well, maybe they are. Kenny, what's there?
Well, we posted a picture. You actually sent this to me of a garden, and it says, this is a pharmacy, and that's pharmacy with an F.
F-A-R-M-dash.
A farm, S-E.
Yes.
It says, forget those society-approved, manicured, and useless green lawns. This is real health.
Yeah. So what are people saying about that?
Michelle says, it's common sense. Let's teach our kids to grow their own food instead of growing lawns.
Mm-hmm.
Jane says, Big Pharma will try and find a way to shut these healthy lawns down. It cuts into their profits.
Of course, the FDA, when we need them. Ditto, go ahead.
And Jay says, the other night I had some corn on the cob I had in the freezer from last year. It was so good. I grow corn, tomatoes, squash, potatoes, beans, greens, turnips, onions, radishes, cucumbers, melons, and strawberries.
So do I, pal. Join the group. Congratulations. What a wonderful way to enjoy life's bounties. Thank you. All right. Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Yeah. I never saw Toy Story, but man, maybe this guy does. I'm always digging it. We Belong Together from the movie Toy Story 3 won the Oscar for the Best Original Song this week, 2011, at the Oscars for this 4 years ago? 3 years ago, right? Crank it up, Richie, will you? How can you not like this? Simple.
I could really talk to you, if I could find a way. I'm not shy, a whole lot I want to say. Of course, yeah. Talk about friendship and loyalty. Talk about how much you mean to me. And I promise to always be by your side.
Animated movies are the only movies with music in them anymore. Theme songs.
This is great. This is wonderful. Talk about music. Like, this is the Why Worry, Be Happy stuff as a business. All right, so Randy Newman gets us in with movie music to movie news. Chuck Curry has the story of what we are going to be exposed to at the box office this weekend. A couple of action flicks. Right? That airplane movie with Liam Neeson getting a lot of attention. Betting that's going to be number one. What do you bet, Chucker?
Well, it's two films opening. One is nonstop with Liam Neeson, who is 61 years old. He's getting $20 million for Taken 3. I don't think in the history of Hollywood there's ever been an actor in his 60s who's got a $20 million paycheck, which is great for him.
Oh, I think Harrison Ford got $20 million paycheck.
Probably right. So, yeah, I'm wrong there. You're probably right. Yeah. You know, it's interesting about Liam Neeson. In his last two films, they took his daughter and they took his wife. Now they take his plane. So let's see how he does.
I'm thinking he comes out on top.
I'm going to go see it. So I love this type of film. This is what you call a pumped up.
I will go see it. As a matter of fact, Jennifer and I are going to have lunch for her birthday.
Yeah.
And she wants me to take her. There's a theater that has a dinner and you can watch the movie over in Pasadena, so I'm going to take her to that.
I've never been to one of them. You know, you could argue that Liam Neeson's becoming this generation's Charles Bronson to some extent.
Some people said he was. I heard somebody compare him, or maybe it was, you know who it was? It was Kevin Costner, somebody compared to Clint Eastwood.
I did.
No, that was you?
Well, I said Kevin Costner after seeing 3 Days to Kill. I could see Kevin Costner filling the void of Eastwood, what Eastwood did in his 50s and his 60s and even 70s.
Yeah.
I think he could fill, he could step into that mantle.
Okay.
That.
All right, so what's the other movie?
The other one is sort of a, it's Son of God. It's a Jesus movie, which is produced by Mark Burnett and his wife, Rona Downey. But the thing about this film, I didn't realize this until I read it.
Rona Downey is married to Burnett?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Everybody remember Rona Downey from the...
Yeah, Touched by an Angel.
Yeah.
Well, they've been on all that. They were on Piers Morgan the other night. And by the way...
Nobody watches Piers Morgan, so how would anybody know that?
For the record, I'm going to miss Piers Morgan.
Oh, yeah, right. You'll be the only one who does.
Well, and that's okay, but I am going to miss him. There's rumors that Rosie O'Donnell could replace him, so that might be a good fit. But anyway, this is what I don't like. Son of God, they took a lot of outtakes and a lot of footage from the miniseries and used 80% of it for this feature film.
What miniseries? What are you talking about?
Well, the History Channel miniseries, The Bible.
Oh, yeah?
They took about 80% of the footage from this movie, Son of God, is from that miniseries that they didn't use. And then they filmed about 20% new footage, created this 2-hour and 10-minute feature, which is going to play in 3,100 screens across the country.
Huh.
Yeah, which you know, I don't know.
Have there been trailers on it? I don't remember seeing anything about it, frankly.
No, well, I don't know how much TV. I think they really cut costs in terms of promoting on TV, but they're playing trailers before movies in the movie theater.
Here's my thing.
This movie can either open at $10 million or it could do $30 million plus, depending on.
But do you agree with me that Liam Neeson is number one at the box office this weekend?
No, I'm gonna say Son of God is gonna be number one.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's gonna have a surprise big opening, 25, 30 million, and nonstop will do about 20 to 25.
Huh.
That's my prediction.
Really?
Which will knock the Lego movie off its number one spot.
All right, so Lego is not number one. Monument Men stays in the top five. What about Kevin Costner and the 3 Days to Kill? Does that stay in the top five?
Probably drop off a little.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, you heard Chucker's predictions. You know how to find out if he was right or not? Listen Monday, same time, same station. The Chucker comes back and gives you the results of the box office of the weekend. That's
and the Oscars, works. Too.
Oscars, right. Oscars this weekend. A vote on your favorite Oscar in the poll at DougStephan.com. 59 past the hour now on today. On today? On Good Day. On today's Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.